There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story. They always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
It is a numbers game here on VSiN. Happy to be with you. Final Thursday of the month of February. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander. Ben Wilson's in my chair. So we're doing a PTA Bet Center Redux today with Ben here. So this will be a lot of fun. It's good. It's good to have you here, Wilson. It's good to have
you. It is essentially Bet Center at 7 a.m. Pacific.
There's nothing wrong with
on
that.
On a Thursday. It's great. I can't wait.
But we have a lot of fun to get to today. We'll get to Todd Wishnev in a second here. Our guy Will Hill is going to join us at 10:45 Eastern time. We got a lot to get to with Will. And then Dwayne Colucci will wrap up the show in the final segment at 11:45 this morning. We'll get the behind-the-book perspective of what this what a day like yesterday looks like. College basketball, 43 games tipped off at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So I'll ask Dwayne what the chaos around making second-half numbers ends up being, and more with Dwayne Colucci coming at the end of the show. But first, he's one of the stars, if not one of, he probably is the main star. Let's just call it.
Hi, Jeff.
He is the star. He is the star of the Beating the Book Megapod. Gil Alexander, of course, hosts that. Todd Wishnev is our guest right now. You also saw him on Action on Showtime. Todd, I'm happy that Ben is here because as soon as you saw Ben's voice, or heard Ben's voice this morning, I should say.
It's early.
It's cold here today. You went right into the tennis diatribe, which is perfect because that means we got you going early before we even started the show here.
Well, it's funny that you say that because now that I've plumped up again to a rotund 300 pounds, what's interesting about that is I have now world top 10 in the 300-pound division in tennis. Quite seriously, there are not a lot of 300-pound players in tennis in the world. And, you know, for me to be top 10 is pretty awesome nonetheless.
Again, Ben, of the VSiN tennis players, Ben definitely the highest level of the bunch. But look, Toddy.
But in September, I got two games on him in a set to six. I believe I lost 6-2.
Yes.
He covered. I laid five, and Todd covered. Although Todd neglects to mention that I in-gamed him, which is kind of ironic that I would in-game Todd in the middle of that. I was only up 3-2, and I in-gamed Todd saying, I was like, there's no way I'm losing another game to you. And Todd was really feeling himself at that point. So, of course, he took the bet. And then I won the next three games. So we split on that fateful day.
The Las Vegas Invitational at some point going to be coming soon. And we're going to rent out that stadium court up in Darling, really make it a whole event whenever that happens down the road. Tadia, look, because of the NFL season being a week later, we're way deeper into college basketball than some realized once the Super Bowl ended. We're a week away. Next week starts smaller conference tournaments. How has the college basketball season gone for you so far, and what has stood out to you?
Well, I started the season pretty slow. I was right around even for most of the year, but then recently I really picked up in the last 3 or 4 weeks. I've been doing very well in the college baskets. So it's just been, you know, every season has its own little peculiarities. And this year I think there was much less fouling towards the end of games. There's much less fouling in general. I feel there's a lot less games that are getting into the bonus early. So that's obviously an issue as far as if you're going to be taking overs and stuff like that. But you have to just adjust. If you watch enough games, which I do on a daily basis, I'm pretty much on channel 205 on DirecTV every day, which has the either 6 box or the 8 box, and usually get at least 5 or 6 college basketball games on that. And then I have my other devices for other games. So I might be watching, you know, trying to watch as many as possible. You start to get the vibe as to what is happening in college basketball in a particular season.
Well, and Todd, the last time you were on with me, we had this discussion that the in-game numbers seem to be a little bit sharper this year than they were in the past. I don't know about you, but this last 10 days, I don't know if I'm seeing it a little bit better. I don't know if the numbers have gotten less sharp. It has been seemingly a little, again, not easy, but a little bit easier than it was earlier in the year to figure out in-game college basketball. Maybe it just as we go along, we watch more, we can figure out these teams more.
Yeah, I don't know. It's such 10 days is such a short sample size to really make too much of an opinion on. But, I think that, you know, the bookmakers are getting smarter. But, of course, the game is always changing as well. So there's always, you know, a change and then a counter change. And so you just have to be watching all the time. And, you know, there are teams that will be playing slow for a couple games in a row, and then they start playing fast again. Like St. John's, I won again with the over last night with them. And if you just look at, I don't know if you guys use KenPom, but I freaking love KenPom. And you just look at, all their recent games. I mean, every single game is going 70 possessions, you know, high 70 possessions. Yesterday against Creighton, 78 possessions, 74 against Butler. Now, Butler is a slow team to go 74 possessions against Butler. UConn game was 73 possessions. It's just a tremendous amount of possessions. If you look back on their log here, it's like there's maybe 2 games in the 60 possession range. Everything else is in the 73, 76, 79. It's hard to go under. Even when they place a high total up there, it is hard to go under if you're going to have that many possessions.
Well, and Todd, I'm happy you bring up that point, because there are teams in the country that maybe don't show up well, quote unquote, points per game defensively. But when you make it, let's take Arizona, for example, who gives up a bunch of points, but because they're playing, 73 possessions a game, which is good for eighth highest tempo in the country, you're going to give up more points. So that's something at least to keep in mind. That's why you may end up with higher totals in these games with teams that play really fast. St. John's is a perfect example of that. If you could speed Butler up to 74 possessions, that's quite the feat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Todd, just looking at the college basketball, just in general, just looking at the landscape, who are the teams that stand out to you as the best in college basketball right now?
I think it's really wide open. Some people think Gonzaga is this huge juggernaut. Obviously, they're, number one rated on KenPom, number two on offense, number six on defense. I watch Gonzaga very closely every single year. I think they were better last year, to be quite honest. I don't think there is. They might be a little bit better defensively this year, but I don't think they're as good offensively. I think things are wide open. Arizona, they're very good, but they've got holes. Kentucky has some injuries now. Baylor has been up and down a little bit with some of their injuries. To me, there's just a lot of teams. I like Houston a lot. I think they kind of fly under the radar because they don't play in as high prestige conference as some of these other teams. I've always liked Houston. I've always liked their coach, and I think they're going to be a surprise again this year. But Auburn can have a bad shooting night. They can get knocked out. To me, it's very, very wide open this year. I don't really see a real favorite like you do some years. I don't know if you remember maybe 10 years ago when Kentucky was like a huge favorite. They were like 50% to win the whole thing against the field or something. It's not like that this year. I think it's very wide open, and you could see any number of surprise teams, like a team like Connecticut even, which is obviously they're 18th. They're not that great, but they got some nice guard play, or I think it could be a very surprising tournament.
No, I don't disagree with you there. UConn has been a team I've been on for a while. They have the idiot factor to them that scares me with the UConn. But I'm with you on Gonzaga. I think they're very good. Jalen Suggs being an Orlando Magic really is the biggest difference with Gonzaga. Even though I will say this, Todd, I don't think I've ever seen a college basketball player like Chet Holmgren who legitimately is the skinniest human being I may have ever seen. And the kid is amazing. He's every bit the number one player in the country that he was during recruiting season last year.
Yeah, although there's some others that are pretty good. The guy from Auburn's pretty good too. And so is Jaden Ivey's pretty good down in Purdue. So we'll see. He obviously is going to have to bulk up.
Of course, Jabari Smith, who Todd is referring to on Auburn. Down the board, Todd, teams that probably aren't capable of winning at all. Because you watch more games than anyone. Down the board teams, smaller conference teams that you've been able to watch. Who's
sneaky
team?
Teams, yes, like St. Please. Mary's?
Yeah,
St. Mary's, I think, is a very sneaky, sneaky team. This team is, you know, it has a senior guard play with Kuzi, and they got some nice shooters. They don't make mistakes. They let the other team beat themselves. St. Mary's is much better than people think. I think St. Mary's could be a surprise team this year for a team that you don't hear a lot about. Wisconsin's fallen all the way down to 25. I still just like Wisconsin. I like that Davis kid, and I like, you know, I just like the team doesn't make a lot of mistakes. They're well coached. I've always liked Wisconsin this year. Boise State is another team that could surprise some people. They're a little weak on offense, but they're very strong defensively. I like Boise State a lot. I mean, for a team that could just pull a couple upsets, maybe Colorado State in the Mountain West is a team with tremendous offense. And if they get hot, very difficult to stop on defense. I'm looking at some of these other ones. North Texas is a team that is always very, very strong defensively and always seems to play real smart and real good in games that are, you know, low differential games. And then, of course, Dayton is really flying under the radar. They're beating the hell out of teams defensively in the Atlantic 10. I've been winning a number of bets on betting team totals against Dayton because they play kind of slow and their defense is quite outstanding. So there's a couple teams for you that you don't hear a lot about. They're more down the board, but could, you know, surprise a little bit.
Dayton right now in the A-10, 12-3. No pun intended here. You're right. They're just completely flying under the radar. I wouldn't have guessed that was their conference record. And in North Texas, maybe one of the more unwatchable good teams in the entire country. They've won 12 straight games in conference play. Todd, hang around. We have more college hoops and maybe even a little NFL as well to talk with Todd Wishnev. That's coming up when we come back here on The Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM is all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing wagers from anywhere in the state of Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. So visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles. Ben Wilson is here as well. Todd Wishnev still with us as well. We're able to get Toddy's video back after the freeze during the last segment, so it's good to see Todd's face again. Todd, we're heading into conference championship week. First week, next week, the smaller tournaments start, and then, of course, the big conferences the following week beforehand. Hey, do you play the conference tournament weeks any differently than you play the regular season?
Not really. I'm always looking for those divergences in, speed of game versus what the line was supposed to be originally. A great example of that last night was Iowa State against West Virginia. Was supposed to be a slowish game. I won the first half and the full game total in that game just because if you watch the game and check the statistics and notice that the game is playing out much, much faster than a game. I believe the game was lined around 1:30-ish. And the game was being played much faster than that. So that those are kind of like the easiest ones that you can win is just figuring out, if you see a game that's line 155 and they're playing a slowdown pace because one of the coaches wants to slow the game down, you can go under pretty safely because you're just not going to have enough possessions to get to those big numbers. And conversely, if you have a game that's, being played very fast when it's like lined in the 125, 130 range, it's very difficult for that game to stay under if they're going to have that many possessions.
Can we please reprise the tradition this year of Todd coming to Vegas and heckling all of these small conference tournaments? As somebody who was calling the WAC tournament, Todd, in the palatial Orleans Arena starting in 2 weeks, I would love nothing more than to come on the air and just hear Todd in the background heckling Grand Canyon or Utah Valley or somebody like that.
Oh, I had a tremendous time in the Duquesne Southern Illinois game one time at the Orleans, telling Duquesne to go back to Pittsburgh, and I was sitting courtside because there was only about 30 people in the building. It was fantastic. Radford against somebody else. I had such a great time. So there's nothing better than a completely empty arena where everyone can hear you. Even one time at T-Mobile, I was telling them to score on the last possession. There were so few people there that you could hear me through the whole place, and all the guys on the floor were laughing because I was like, I got the over. One more basket. It was really funny.
Well, Todd, you have one more chance in Pittsburgh if you want with the smaller conferences, even though the A-10 is not really a small conference. You get the last Saturday of the regular season, you can get LaSalle and Duquesne there if you want, Todd.
Yeah, I went to a Duquesne game, but unfortunately it was too loud because there was a big crowd against St. Bonaventure, so I wasn't really able to, do my business like I like to. I got to go to a Robert Morris game because I have a feeling they don't get big crowds out there.
There we go. So the final Robert Morris home game of the year, we'll be on the lookout for Toddy there, which, actually, Todd, you might be out of luck. It looks like they're on the road the rest of the way. So maybe next year for.
Where's the Atlantic 10 tournament played this year?
The A-10 tournament is, I want to say it's Washington, D.C., because Brooklyn is the ACC. Ben, you'll have to effort where the A-10 tournament is. It could vary.
It is D.C. this year.
It is D.C. for the A-10, so there you go.
Okay.
You were hopeful it was going to be Pittsburgh with Brooklyn getting the ACC tournament, which, by the way, for Coach K's last year, very appropriate that the ACC tournament is not in Greensboro, where it is basically every single year it's at Barclays, which is right in the ACC footprint, as we know, Todd.
I've been watching that ACC tournament documentary they have on the ESPN channels, which is really, really good. I've really enjoyed it a lot. It goes back to the history of the ACC tournament with Everett Case and the NC State. It's a really interesting documentary. The ACC tournament will be excellent. Of course, the ACC is sort of down this year.
It is.
They don't really have a lot of real, huge teams. I mean, Duke is obviously pretty good, but you don't have monster teams. North Carolina is just North Carolina lost to Pitt at home by 20. I mean, that is just incredible. I mean, Pitt is not a good team.
Pitt right now, a hearty 11-18. But yet, like you said, that game was never competitive, too, there at the Dean Dome. North Carolina, Miami, Notre Dame, Wake Forest, all probably in as at-larges right now in the ACC.
Notre Dame is interesting. That Wesley kid has really made a big difference with their team. I really like Notre Dame, especially on offense. Defensively, they're too good, but I like them on offense.
Todd, are there teams that you're going to be looking at and betting and looking to bet against once they're in the NCAA tournament?
It just depends on matchups, but you know, there's certain teams you can attack if they, let's say a team like Iowa, which doesn't play defense really, but plays offense and they going up against a good offensive team. You know, you could look at team totals. I really like to look at team totals and, from time to time, Houston has been like a fantastic team total over this year because they play slow and because they play good defense, very often the totals are lower. And that, of course, makes the team totals lower. And then because they're very good efficiently on offense, they very often go over their team total. Last night I was kicking myself because I was going to take them over against Tulane, and I didn't, and they flew over their team total. But Houston has been really surprisingly good team total over team this year. Of course, it all depends on matchups, obviously, in all these games. Another thing that's been real interesting is, home teams down huge. That's another little angle that I've been, on this year and have had some success with. You know, home teams down, say 20 points at halftime in a game that was lined like one or two. So a game that's kind of equal between the teams, but yet the home team's down 20. Very often the home team is not going to get blown out, especially if they're not much worse than the opposition. So that's been a nice little angle this year as well.
Well, the Miami-Florida State game earlier in the year is the one that will always stick out of my mind on that scenario where Miami was down 20-plus at halftime and, quite frankly, should have won the game when push came to shove at the end. Florida State, what a mess that has turned into because of injuries this year in Tallahassee. Todd, we have about 3 minutes here. I want to go NFL real quick because we're in the offseason now. Just what are you looking forward to the most this offseason? Of course, you're in Pittsburgh. If a quarterbacking situation right now, if they go with Rudolph, would not be particularly good for your Steelers.
Yeah, I love the hire of Brian Flores on the defense, but offensively, obviously, we're going to be a disaster. I mean, look, obviously, Ben was coming to the end, but really, the problem with the Steelers on offense is the offensive line is offensive. It is horrendous, and it can't block. It's going to make Najee Harris's career a very pedestrian one because the guy is outstanding. I mean, he has more spectacular 3-yard runs than anybody in the NFL. But the line just cannot block. It can't block pass block. It can't run block. And that's why Ben had to throw the ball, 2 seconds after he snapped the ball. Now you're going to have Mason Rudolph playing quarterback. It's going to be a debacle for Pittsburgh. And, I don't think Mason Rudolph is good either way, but you put him behind a bad line. It's going to be, it could be real ugly. Defensively, I think we're going to be good. So probably a lot of unders in Pittsburgh next year.
Yeah, I would say so. Look, that division, Todd, here in the last 90 seconds that we have with you, that division, if Pittsburgh gets the quarterback, let's say even if they get Jimmy G, who's a massive improvement over Mason Rudolph, that division's going to be really difficult all the way across the board because you expect Baltimore to regress to the positive. You expect Cincinnati maybe to be better regular season-wise but not have the playoff luck that they had. And then you have the Browns who have talent but have Baker Mayfield playing quarterback.
Yeah, it'll be a war as usual. I don't think the Steelers' problems – of course, you want to get a legitimate quarterback, but if we can't block, it doesn't matter. You can put Jimmy G behind that line. It's going to be a problem because we cannot block. And if you can't block, I just think people just don't understand that the offensive line is really just such a key component in making your offense run. If you don't have an offensive line, it's extremely difficult to do anything, regardless of how great a quarterback you have. So, I think the Steelers are going to struggle next year. And, the division will be an excellent division again. The Browns have a lot of talent, as you said, the Bengals, and then, the Ravens. So it'll be no different than most years where the AFC North is a tough division.
And your offensive line point makes what Cincinnati did in the playoffs even more shocking, that they were able to make that run with no offensive line all the way through. He's Todd Wishnev. Of course, we love him here on The Numbers Game. Of course, he's the star of the Beating the Book Megapod. You saw him as well on Showtime's Action as well. Toddy, it's a pleasure as always. It's great to hear you, man. Thanks for being with us.
It's great seeing you guys. I just want to warn Mr. Ben there that if I do get the weight going in the right direction, I'll be playing everyday tennis as long as I stay healthy once the summer comes and we're almost there.
Todd, we got to let you go. Missed any part of our show or anything on the VSiN schedule today, don't forget to check out our free sports betting podcast. Catch replays of all of our shows or download and listen on your schedule. Go to VSiN.com/podcast and get Coast to Coast Hoops with Greg Peterson. He's looking at every game on the schedule and looking to find betting opportunities. We also have Beating the Book with Gil Alexander, Market Insights with Josh Applebaum, The Wide World of Weingarten with Jason Weingarten, and Hardwood Handicappers with JVT. And of course, if you missed any show on the network, check it out right now. They're available now and free. VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles, Ben Wilson here as well. We'll have our guy Will Hill coming up next segment, 15 minutes from now. Will, of course, the host of the New York City cast. He contributes to Point Spread Weekly, be with us in 15 minutes' time. And then our guy, Dwayne Colucci, going to be with us at the end of the show, final segment, 9:45 out here on the West Coast, 8:45 out here on the West Coast, I should say. I don't want to put myself in Denver just yet, but 11:45 Eastern time.
Well, I've called you the John Denver of Las Vegas sports media, Jeff.
I don't think so, Ben.
Am I off on that?
I think you're confusing me for someone else. Maybe. I don't know. Ben Wilson's here as well. Of course, you hear Ben on the network, Bet Center, him and I, Saturday nights, 9:00 Eastern time. Ben and I had a grand old time on Primetime Action earlier this week where your sweat on the first half live under a Boise State, San Diego State was still a point of discussion last night on Primetime
really?
Action. So that just shows how big of an impact it made.
Well, that's one that would make Todd Wishnev proud. I mean, an in-game first half under that I made at the under 4 media timeout.
It's great.
It was truly great. And that only was a sweat because of one of the most comical 4-point plays we have ever witnessed that I didn't even see in real time. You did see, Jeff.
It lost your mind. Let's put it this way. It was a shot that if it was made against you in the Y, you would be aggravated. That's how absurd the 4-point play for Boise was at the end of the first half. NFL quickly here, Ben. We'll do a little NFL talk here before we get to our guy Will Hill. Diana Rossini, who, of course, does a great job for ESPN, again, I don't want to even call it like an important report. It's really just relaying along that Aaron Rodgers, according to her report, is going to be informing Green Bay of his decision soon. Multiple teams with offers on the table. And, of course, though, whatever happens, Green Bay has to allow a trade if Rodgers wants out and wants to continue to play elsewhere in the 2022 season. Ben, you're a Packer fan. We've talked about this across the network. This really, more than anything, just continues to just be a soap opera more than anything. I'm still convinced that if Rodgers plays next year, it will be in Green Bay. It just doesn't make sense from a football perspective, assuming Davante Adams is back on the franchise tag. It doesn't make sense for him to leave Green Bay because going to the AFC, I mean, if he goes to Denver, Denver's still the second favorite in the AFC West. Probably still the third favorite, maybe even the fourth favorite in the AFC with Aaron Rodgers. I'd make him number three, probably Kansas City and Buffalo shorter. But just from a football perspective, it makes no sense to leave Green Bay unless he just decides to hang him up.
Football perspective, yes. And just the logistics of it all. Like last year, I mean, you think back to last July, Jeff. I remember being on with Michael Lombardi when the news broke and him saying, we're going to have the same thing next year where the Packers have zero incentive based on the contracts. I mean, obviously, what are they doing? They make their cap situation in life in general, trying to construct the rest of the roster more difficult. But there's no incentive for them outside of the cap gymnastics they have to do in giving him up. Like this, we're going back to the same thing we did last year, where the way the contract plays out, Packers are, to me, Jeff, the way the Packers have approached this, they clearly have learned their lesson from what happened, you know, over a decade ago now with the Brett Favre saga, where
yep.
Green Bay, the Packers, Ted Thompson, Mark Murphy, their president, they became public enemy number one because they said, look, Brett, you're over the hill, you're done, we have this guy waiting in the wings, we're forcing you out. And they were absolutely crucified. There were Packer fans that legitimately became Viking fans, as ridiculous as that is, for like 2 years to root on Brett Favre. So you have a totally different set of circumstances in this time around, where Rodgers is still at the top of his game, a guy putting up still ridiculous numbers. There is no heir apparent to take over because in the limited sample size we have of Jordan Love, he has been a disaster and is clearly not ready. And they also realize that by putting the ball squarely in Rodgers' court and saying, look, we are committed to you 100% all the way. Let him make his crazy, all of his crazy statements and media appearances out there, make him look like the crazy person. They are inherently putting themselves in the place they want to be as a franchise. And what that will lead to, Jeff, at the end of the day, they will do everything, I believe, in their power to keep him a Packer. And at least, you know, from the betting perspective here, remember, this is probably, at least, you know, from what we have heard and what Diana Russini is saying, this is going to be settled probably by mid-March. Whereas last year, this was totally up in the air with training camp about to open, and it made the betting markets totally haywire, where, like, you had a great Packers number at 40-1, Jeff, right as that news was coming out.
Yeah.
The market, there was no way we will be able to manipulate the market and have the lack of sharpness available this time around. That is my biggest takeaway from what we are seeing with this.
Well, I think, look, if you timed it right last year, where, again, some of the books were slow to move numbers, 24 hours after Aaron Rodgers said he was coming back, there was an even money to win the division still out there, which was the easiest money you're ever going to make. There were win totals. You had any win total, Green Bay. Doesn't matter when you got it. They all went over because, of course, of their great regular season. But, no, you're 100% right, Ben. It just you're not going to see the insane numbers pop up unless if you end up – really, the only way that happens is if you end up in a Brett Favre scenario where Rodgers says, you know what, I'm retiring – and all of a sudden, August rolls around, and he's like, yeah, I want to play. That's the one scenario where we could end up in a Brett Favre-like possibility, because obviously that's exactly what we saw with Favre after the 07 season going into 2008, and then, of course, he ended up on the Jets and didn't end well that year, and then Minnesota, he had his best even season ever in 2009. So, again, it is a lot of nonsense more than anything. It's hard to handicap. I still expect Rodgers to be a Green Bay Packer for week one of the 2022 season. And then after that, I have no idea. After 2022, him retiring after 2022 makes a lot more sense than him retiring right now after that being his last game. One offensive touchdown, losing to a team that their only touchdown was a blocked punt. Recovered for a touchdown.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry, Ben.
Well, there's still 16-1. The market also, and we get into this all the time on these futures, the market will start to move before we have the concrete news coming out. And remember last year, I mean, the market moved way against Green Bay before anything was officially decided. And we were essentially, if you think about where we were at in the how much information we know process at this stage last year, I mean, the market was still going against Green Bay. It is not even budged. So to me, it's totally different. And yes, they've also set themselves up to Green Bay, where if Rodgers were to say I'm retiring, and then all of a sudden comes back wanting in August to come back, we're pretty clearly at the stage where the fans would be like, all right, dude,
enough.
We're done.
Right.
It would be totally different than the Favre thing, where he was like an absolute god in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, it's kind of funny though too, because like we barely like. Well, Aaron Rodgers had one moment before Favre retired, basically. We've at least seen Jordan Love have to play a whole start like we saw in that Kansas City game. It didn't go well. So it's interesting from that perspective and just kind of showing just like the off-the-field stuff kind of has moved the needle a little bit more than I'm sure.
I mean, look, 2007, week 13, that was the Thursday night game after right. Thanksgiving when the Cowboys were, what, undefeated. Packers were, I think, 12 or 11-1. And Favre got knocked out of that game in the second quarter. So, I mean, it was like three quarters of Rodgers on a primetime stage, and they beat or they came very close to beating Dallas in that game. And Rodgers played, I mean, a ridiculous game. So, it was, yeah, there was sample size was enough to at least see with that guy.
Right. Yeah, no, look, again, Green Bay has had 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacking. Pretty fortunate all the way around for sure for a franchise to find two, no less one guy, but two guys back to back. One other one I want to bring up real quick because I mentioned it with Todd. The Steelers quarterback situation, Ben, where everyone has decided, okay, Mason Rudolph, at least there, they feel like Mason Rudolph is their guy. This is all posturing. And we'll discuss this a little bit later because as much flack as Jimmy Garoppolo gets, if the Steeler offensive line improves at all, and Jimmy Garoppolo were to be the quarterback, more so than Carson Wentz, because I think Carson Wentz is legitimately bad at this point. Jimmy Garoppolo, you can make the argument, he's not bad. He just does a few things that aggravates you, but when he's healthy and he's playing well, you got yourself an above-average starter. That would be the guy for Pittsburgh. We'll discuss this a little bit longer, a little bit later in the program, but coming up, next, our guy Will Hill. We got a lot to get to with Will Hill, the host of the New York City Cast, and of course our Point Spread weekly contributor, next on the Numbers Game.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200. In free bets. Just use the bonus code VSIN200 when you place your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM, a proud authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and once again, use the bonus code VSIN200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game that you wager on. Please gamble responsibly. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi or Nevada. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles, Ben Wilson here as well. And now with us, he's the host of the New York City Cast. It's our guy, Will Hill. Will, good morning. Looking snazzy as always, man.
I forgot the golf had started because it's been on the West Coast the past couple of weeks. So I just checked the leaderboard. I had Swafford. I got four or five different guys. Swafford's plus six. So I went from 2 seconds ago not even knowing the tournament had started to I'm already kind of dead in one of my tickets. So that was kind of a shocking score. I thought he'd play well this week. I didn't realize the tournament was underway.
That's not what you want to wake up to, Will. No. That's not what you want. And right now. Joaquin Niemann just continuing his hot streak. He's co-leader right now with Brian Stewart there in Florida. Wow. At the Honda Classic. 3 under for each of them, just making the turn for Niemann to the back nine. Will, let's start with some NBA, though. Final quarter of the season begins tonight after the All-Star break. Let's just start on some award talk here, Will, before getting into some action for tonight. MVP race. Embiid currently your favorite over Jokic. What way are you looking right now in the MVP race?
Yeah, I would probably look to fade Embiid just because Harden is going to play tomorrow. And I actually think it might help the Sixers team. I think it probably will. But I think Harden's going to take some of the food off Embiid's table just in terms of scoring. You're going to have two prolific scorers. Embiid's not going to have these 40, 50-point nights with Harden, you know, putting up 25, 30 pretty regularly. So I think either Jokic or Curry plus Jokic or Antetokounmpo plus 375, plus 300. And if you're looking for a long shot, Curry 11-1, maybe that All-Star game kind of turns the corner for him where he can, you know, go on one of these hot streaks. The Warriors are going to have a top two record in the West. I don't think they're catching the Suns, but I would just look for a way to somehow fade Embiid. I think once you get past that, I don't think Morant will win. DeRozan's had obviously a great year, but anything past that, I don't think is realistic. But any of these three after Embiid, I think are really much in play.
Yeah, no. Look, I'm on Team Jokic at this point, and even I'm 100% with you on that Harden's going to take away a little bit from Embiid, even if it's just a small amount. That might be enough to tilt the scales. Also, too, there's always the distinct possibility that Harden and Embiid don't mesh until the playoffs, and all of a sudden, Embiid's numbers go down. Jokic, who, let's face it, Will, that team around him with no Murray and no MPJ, that team stinks, and they're still safely in the playoffs.
Yeah, that is like a 10-win, 12-win team. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. If you had no Jokic for this whole year, I mean, that is just an awful, awful team. That's basically a G League team he's carrying to an above 500 record. I'm totally with you.
Will, is there anything else awards-wise that you're looking at here other than the MVP race?
You know, some of these books, they let you parlay the awards. I would look for those. The most improved player, sixth man of the year, and there's one other one that are just locks. Like Hero for sixth man of the year to me is a lock. Morant, most improved player, is a lock. There's one that's escaping my mind right now. But if you can tie some of these that are together that are high juice and really just kind of bring it down to an even money wager, I think those two are really pretty much money in the bank at this point, where you get into Shohei Ohtani territory, where nothing that can happen this point forward is going to take the sixth man of the year away from Hero. Nothing that's going to happen this point forward is going to take, you know, that most improved player away from Morant. So some of these, if you can just tie them together with other things you like maybe and just bring the juice down, I think these are about as good as done.
I would say the other two markets you could possibly look at there if you want to tie in, Will, Evan Mobley, rookie of the year. Maybe,
that's the one.
Maybe not quite as safe, but that's one that I think is pretty good at this point, minus 400 on Mobley at BetMGM. And then I guess you could make the argument for Monty Williams a coach of the year, but the Chris Paul injury makes that a little more dicey.
Yeah, I was running the numbers. That's you made a good point. Mobley, rookie of the year. That's the one where if you combine that with sixth man of the year, most improved player, and just parlay the three of them together, if you find a book that can do that, you bring it down to minus 170, minus 175. All right, I mean, it's a little juicy, but it's about as good as done. I mean, I can't see any of those three not winning those awards.
No, I'm 100% with you, Will. I actually, again, I don't love laying that big of a price on a three-way parlay, but I'm with you. I don't see rookie of the year is the only one that could possibly get dicey, but as long as Mobley stays healthy in Cleveland, they stay in the top six. It's probably going to be his award moving forward. Will, let's go into the games tonight where we actually get real basketball games again after this nice little hiatus for the All-Star break. And let's start in Chicago here first. Important game in the Eastern Conference, the Bulls hosting the Hawks. Bulls are 3.5-point favorites at BetMGM. The Hawks currently sitting in the 10th slot in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I'm looking to fade the Bulls the rest of the way. To me, look at their point differential. It just doesn't match up with the record. They're plus 120 or so on the year points. It's basically 2 points a game. And for their record to be what it is, I do think there's some regression coming. I think their second half of their schedule, or their second, last 20 games, we should call it, is pretty tough. We saw the Hawks make a run last year, the second half of the year. And to me, the Bulls, especially with no Caruso, no Ball, they just don't defend well enough. You know, 20th in the league in defense. This is not a great defensive team, not even a good defensive team. So I'm looking to fade the Bulls. I'm going to take the Hawks here plus the 4. I think there's some 4.5s out there. I like Atlanta.
Hawks right there for Will. Let's go to a game that's actually started a half hour earlier. We'll go to Brooklyn, the Celtics, who scorching red hot going into the break despite that loss to Detroit in the final game before the All-Star break. The Nets still banged up. Kyrie's still not allowed to play in Brooklyn, even though that seems that mandate's going to be disappearing sooner rather than later, it seems, based off of what Mayor Eric Adams said yesterday. The Celtics, though, 8-point favorites in Brooklyn tonight.
Yeah, we saw this game, same venue, right before the break. Remember, the Celtics led 28-2 and absolutely buried the Nets. So maybe you get a motivated Nets team. But to me, we were just talking about Jokic and what the Nuggets look like without Jokic. That's kind of this Nets team. I mean, this Nets team without Durant, without Simmons, without Kyrie, it's like a bottom five, bottom eight team. This is just a dreadful team. The Celtics, you know, they probably have two of the 20, 25 best players in the league with Brown and Tatum. I mean, those guys are extremely talented players. They add White into the mix, and they've just been a lockdown defense. And not only are they playing well, but they're coming off that loss to the Pistons. You figure after a week off, they're not going to overlook anybody. So you're going to get a motivated favorite here, which you always look for when you're laying this kind of number. Make sure the team is motivated. I like the Celtics here minus the 8. You're missing the best number. I think this opened 7, got steamed all the way up to 8. But I would certainly still lean to the Celtics at this spot.
Will, one last one that you like on the board tonight. The Denver Nuggets are on the road at Sacramento, and this ties into what we were talking about before with Jokic. Right now, we're seeing Denver at BetMGM and really across the board, 4.5-point favorites here.
Yeah, a couple of things here. I'm looking to fade the Kings. I just didn't like the Halliburton trade. I know Sabonis has put up some good numbers, made an all-star team. To me, he's a guy who can't shoot the three and he doesn't defend well. And just this era, this modern age of NBA, if you can't defend it, you can't shoot the three. I just question, you know, what your value is. And this is a Kings team that's short on shooting. We know they don't defend well at all. To me, Jokic will dominate the game. I like Nuggets here minus 4.5. And just from a future standpoint, maybe we'll talk about futures next segment. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you had planned, but the Nuggets could be this could be a team to buy right now. When you look at after tonight, they have, I think, 24 games left. 16 are at home, 8 are on the road, something like that. They might be getting Porter back. They might be getting Murray back. You can get them like 35-1 to win it all. The West is kind of wide open, especially Paul's hurt. Draymond's hurt. You know, the teams other than that, I mean, do you trust Utah? Do you trust Memphis? To me, Denver's a team to maybe take a stab on.
Denver right now at BetMGM is 16-1 to win the West. You actually can find some better prices than that out there, too. Look, you have the best player in the either Curry or Jokic, regardless of how you think, top two players in the Western Conference for teams that can legitimately compete. Yes, I know LeBron's still out there, but the Lakers, let's face it, they're not legitimately competing with anyone. By the way, well, just showing how ridiculous the Laker liability probably is at MGM, the Lakers have the same number as the Nuggets to come out of the West right now.
Wow.
They're both 16-1. That's crazy.
You know, I was just talking about it on my podcast. At what point, look, I'm with you. I hate the Laker roster. I hated the Westbrook trade. At what point, I'm starting to see some 45-1. If he gets to 50-1 for a wide open West, you start to think about LeBron and Davis at 50-1. Is that too much or is that crazy?
I'm going to have to take the next few minutes to ponder that, Will.
All right.
I'm going to have to take the next few minutes to ponder that. I'll give Will my answer to that question. We'll also look at some NBA futures and more college hoops as well with Will Hill. Sticking around for one more segment on A Numbers Game.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.